Hi, welcome to Visual Studio Toolbox. I'm your host, Robert Green, and this is our last episode of the year. So when I was thinking about what I wanted to do for this episode, I thought, well, I could do a best of toolbox for the year, but given that all the episodes are out there and they're easy to find, I don't know, I thought that wouldn't be all that interesting. Could have run bloopers, but turns out I don't make that many mistakes here, so there really aren't that many bloopers to do. We could do viewer mail, but I don't want to go there. So what I thought I would do on this episode is show you training courses and training kits. And what are those? Well, I'm a technical evangelist in DPE, which is Developer and Platform Evangelism. And one of the things we do when we're not out talking at conferences or appearing in our shows here on Channel 9 is we are responsible for creating training material. And we do that by creating online training courses and their counterpart offline training kits. And I think they're really great resources, so I wanted to spend this episode showing you those. So how do you find these things? The best way to do that is to go to MSDN, and then up here in the title bar, click Learn. And then over on the right, scroll down to where it says Training Courses. And you will come to the training courses page, and these are all online training courses on a variety of products. And myself and my colleagues over in DPE are responsible for creating these. So there's a Visual Studio 11 one. We'll look at that shortly. There's the Windows Azure Platform training course. This is really good stuff. If you're new to Azure and you want to go through some hands-on labs and learn about it, I highly recommend this one. The Silverlight 4 one is good. There's a couple phone ones. We scroll down towards the bottom. There was the first Windows Phone Kit, Windows Phone 7 training course, which is a good introduction. And then if we go all the way back up to the top, the Mango version focuses on what's new in the Mango version of Windows Phone. There are some SharePoint ones and the Visual Studio 2010 one. I'm responsible for the Visual Studio 2010 training course as well as the Visual Studio 11 course, so I'll show those today. So if we click on Visual Studio 2010 training course, we're taken to the homepage on MSDN, and this online course consists of a number of hands-on labs where you walk through various features of the product. We've got it broken down into units, overview, languages, ASP, data, WCF and workflow, parallel computing, Silverlight, ALM, and Azure. These Azure labs are borrowed from the Azure training course. The Silverlight ones are borrowed from the Silverlight training course. So if you do the Windows Azure training course, then you've already seen everything in here. So if we go to the lab, so for example, in the overview, here's a WPF one, a Managed Extensibility Framework one. Just come back and look at the ASP.NET 4 ones. So introduction to web forms, just an overview of web development, and then a number of ones on MVC3. And you can go through each of these, so let's pick one of these, MVC3 Lab. We see the overview. Here's a link to download the offline version of the training kit or the actual lab doc, as well as the files. You can take this online, you can download it offline, and it basically walks you through step by step whatever this one's about. So this one is MVC3 Custom Action Filters. Okay, and if we go back up here, there's data, WCF, etc. Now, if you want the offline version of it, then you click on this, and you're taken to the page where you can download the offline version of the kit, which will be everything. The latest version that's up here is the June 2001 update. There's actually a December 2011 update, that in all likelihood, by the time you watch this, will be live. Today is the 21st. I'm hoping it'll go, I don't know if it'll go up this week, but it'll probably go up next week. And let me show you the offline version of this training kit. Now, the online training course on MSDN just has labs. The offline kits can also have presentations, demos, and videos. So the labs are still there. These are all the same ones. So F-sharp, Office Programmability and Languages. Here are the ASP ones. One of the things that's new in the December release is that the MVC3 labs are now available in both VB and C#. So if we look at the source, come in here on any of these MVC3 labs. They're now available in both languages. So the VB version is new to the December release. Also new in the December release is this building applications and services using OData Lab. In the previous versions of this training kit, training course and training kit, there was an ADO.NET data services lab. So let me go back and show you this one. It's still up here, Introduction to ADO.NET Data Services, which was built with some early versions of the AJAX APIs. It doesn't really work anymore, so we are replacing it with this brand new building applications and services using OData Lab. Now, I say it's brand new. We actually borrowed it from the Entity Framework team and then took out a couple things, so it's just Visual Studio. So we didn't literally write the lab, but it's brand new in the training kit. And of course it works, which is a good thing. So there's presentations, there's demos, there's videos. There's all kinds of stuff in here. I highly recommend that you check this out. Go to the online version, see what's in there, download the offline version. And if you're new to MVC, great labs. If you're new to Silverlight, or if you're new to F-sharp, or you just want to get better at things like OData, lots of great stuff in here. Okay, so that's the 2010 version. That one is down here. And again, there'll be a December 2011 update for that, and possibly future updates as well. There's also the Visual Studio 11 Developer Preview Training course, which appeared very recently, a couple weeks ago. And again, these are labs focusing on the IDE, the languages, web, framework, ALM, and then Metro style apps. Again, you can do these online, or you can use the offline version. And I should mention before I show that, let's go back here and let's click the link to download the offline training kit. You'll notice that there are two executables here. This VS11 training kit, December 2011.setup.exe, is the entire kit. You download this, run the executable, you get absolutely everything. If you use the web installer, then you can pick and choose which modules of the kit to install. So if all you're interested in, for example, was the web stuff, you don't have to download all the rest of it. So this setup.exe again, the entire kit, the web installer gives you the ability to pick and choose what you want to install. So here's the entire offline kit installed, and we have hands-on labs. So the first one, a lap around the Visual Studio 11 development environment, showing all the new features such as the quick launch and the new find dialog and the new solution explorer. A lot of things that you're probably familiar with from the productivity power tools are now part of the product, and this lab walks you through those. The second lab, if you're a C++ developer using Visual Studio, this lab will show you all the IDE enhancements. It's not so much about the language features, but the IDE for C++ developers is dramatically improved. So you've got the Solution Explorer and the Quick Launch and the Find, and you can now create and use code snippets. You can create your own item templates and project templates. And so this lab will walk you through that. Asynchronous, you've probably heard much about. There was an async CTP for Visual Studio 2010. Async is now part of the framework. So this lab shows you how to write C# and VB code and take advantage of async programming. We've got a bunch of web labs. What's new in ASP.NET? What's new in web development in Visual Studio? Enhancements to the editors for CSS, JavaScript, HTML, etc. What's new in web forms? Strongly typed data controls, no-brainer. If you're doing data, I think the fact that you now get strongly typed data controls makes this a no-brainer upgrade. What's new in MVC4? Now optimized for mobile applications, and this lab does a great job of showing you that. This lab on the Page Inspector is cool. The Page Inspector is a really cool tool. At design time, you run the application and you can, when you point to pieces on a web page, then the Page Inspector will show you the code and the HTML and the CSS behind that. Did I say at runtime? No, it's a design time tool. So The idea is that at runtime, a lot of what appears on the page is generated on the fly. So how do you debug? So with the page inspector in the design time in Visual Studio, you can hover the mouse over elements on a page and then see the code that generates that, as well as the properties and the CSS that generates it. So it gives you the ability to not only diagnose issues, but actually test changes in development mode. Very, very cool. This RESTful APIs with WCF Web API walks through the WCF Web API, makes it easier to build RESTful WCF services. We have a lab on portable class libraries. Portable class libraries are very cool. Basically, imagine if you have an application running across multiple profiles of the framework. So you've got a mobile app that also you want to run on Metro, or it's a mobile app that also runs on Silverlight, for example. There's code in there that you'd like to be able to write once and extract, but you've got different versions of the framework, the .NET Framework 4, client profile, the WinRT, for example. So how do you do that? The portable class libraries gives you the ability to write code to a common denominator framework and then extract that code into a single assembly that can be used from a phone app, a Metro-style app, etc. So this lab showcases that. We've got 6 labs on ALM features, storyboarding, Agile Project Management, Team Foundation Server 11, IntelliTrace, Test Manager, and then unit testing. And these are all Brian Keller's labs. So if you've downloaded his VM from his blog and run through those labs, here they are. Again, these are the same thing. And then finally in this kit, in this release, we have links to the hands-on labs from Build. So on the Build site, here are hands-on labs for building Metro-style apps. So build your first Metro-style app using JavaScript, or build your first Metro-style app using XAML. Build Metro-style apps with C++s in there. So a number of the hands-on labs that we had at Build, we've got pointers to those from this training kit. So if you're still using Visual Studio 2010, check out the 2010 training course and training kit. Lots of great stuff in there. If you have 11 and the Windows Developer Preview and you want to start, well, if you have 11 on Windows 7, or if you also have the Windows Developer Preview, you can start learning about Visual Studio 11 in the Visual Studio 11 online training course and offline training kit. We will be doing several more additional versions of the Visual Studio 11 training kit, definitely at beta, and then possibly in between, but certainly at beta, and then we'll keep adding to it after that. Any comments you have on it, there is a link down here. Contact us, vskitfeedback@microsoft.com. Would love to hear your ideas on what's in the kit, what you'd like to see in the kits. Certainly if you run into any bugs or any issues, let us know. We can get those fixed. And I just wanted to point out these great resources for learning more about Visual Studio as well as other topics, Azure, Phone, SharePoint, etc. So that's what I wanted to do today, just kind of a wrap-up episode. We've got a lot of great ideas for what we're going to do in the new year. So if you're watching this before the holiday, I hope you have a great holiday and a wonderful new year. If you're watching this afterwards, I hope you had a great holiday. And of course, hope you have a wonderful new year. And see you next year on Visual Studio Toolbox.